Many of the best-known models in the country have been hit by the union's months-long ban on the import of cars on wheels. The unions imposed the ban to fight falling employment in the assembly industry. They want the employers to assemble more cars here at home. But for the motor industry, Mr. Leo Kyo gave an up-to-date assessment of the effect of this on people seeking particular models of new cars.
Well, normally there would be something over 300 different models on the Irish market. At the present time, I would say that perhaps one quarter to one third of these are either not available or in restricted supply.
We talk of 300 models, but in fact it's about a dozen makes, isn't that the situation?
Yes, yeah, about 12 to 15 different makes, representing, you know, about 300 odd models.
How much of this problem do you think is attributable to the union's ban on the import of fully assembled cars?
Well, I think a large proportion of it is due to the ban. If one looks at registrations for the month of July, which were about 1,800 down on July 1974, one finds that of the five or six different makes affected by this ban, their registrations are down by nearly 1,600. So I would think that this suggests that the ban is very definitely hitting the market quite seriously.
But it can't be divorced, surely, from the worldwide recession and the consequent drop in the purchase of cars.
That's true, too. But up to the end of June, the market was running about 12% below 1974, which I would have thought reflected the recession pretty well. But in the month of July, registrations dropped by almost 28%, which indicates that there was something more than just the recession involved.
The union ban does not affect some other leading car makers, among them Renault, Fiat, and Ford.